if you cross two pencils, that is, if you make an X out of two pencils, you have a form which has four quadrants, four open spaces. And if you approach any two ends, you find out that there is a helix created when you put your fingers on two adjacent ends and slide them slowly toward the intersection of the two pencils. When they get to the intersection, in order to keep in contact with the pencils, they have to rotate either to the right or to the left, making a right-handed helix or a left-handed helix, so that one axis is right-handed and the axis 90 degrees to that is left-handed, right and left-handed alternately. So putting those together in a structure in one of my sculptures where adjacent modules, X modules, I use the alternate helix from one module to the next so that there is a springiness in the structure itself where any pressure on the sculpture absorbs that by flexing, and the flexing is rotational. It takes advantage of the helix in, so you get rotation, counter rotation, rotation, counter rotation, so that it all dampens out eventually. And and this is what prevents the pieces readily from having a cable go slack or whatever, and it's that flexibility that adds much to its strength. The structure was at the museum show, the so-called tensegrity mast, was built without any helix, without any rotation within those, because they didn't cross. They were simply intersections in the middle, like two coat hangers in opposition to one another. So that when there was any kind of pressure on the piece, why simply a wire went slack. It's a disadvantage to do it that way.